What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Omar Khan back for 3 years. I didn't even really know that his contract was up. We don't usually get announcements on GM deals.
By the way, we've ignored one other thing about this deal.
Yeah.
In the eyes of the owner, you're doing a great job if you're Omar Khan. Got your extension. You're good to go. In the eyes of whoever it is in that organization has to be happy with you for you to keep a job, you're good, man.
But think about how, with the way the Steelers do thing, how truly bad, like, unbelievably awful somebody would have to be at that job to not get a second contract.
The Matt Canada of general managers,
right?
The Randy Feuchner of general managers.
And look, I think like sometimes our listeners go overboard with the con artist stuff, but you know, I don't think he's done a bad job so far. But you can't say he's done a great job because they haven't done anything. They haven't won anything yet. Like, he's definitely made our lives more interesting because he makes moves that your kid would make if we hooked up a PlayStation in the studio.
Correct.
Like, that part...
He does a little bit of Madden general manager stuff. Steven Ruiz, who I think does USA Today football analysis, and I kind of don't like a lot of the stuff he says, but...
I'll make sure to pass that along to him the next time I see him.
You know him?
Not really.
Was he at Nick Wright's wedding?
No, but... I don't know. I like stirring the pot and letting people know that you hate their work.
Well, he'll just say, who's that guy? And then he'll win the argument. Anyway, he said, though, he literally, his analysis is just funny that you make the Madden comparison. He goes, this is the kind of trade, the Minka trade, that you make when you get bored on dynasty mode or whatever it is, franchise mode. He said, this is what you do. You just say, you know what? The computer will let me do it. I'll push this trade through. Let's see what Jalen Ramsey looks like in black and gold. So, like, I always use, you know, I love boxing analogies. When I think about this kind of a move or how busy Omar Khan has been, trades away Pickens, trades for DK, signs Aaron Rodgers, you get into a boxing match that goes to the scorecards after 12 rounds and it's close, the busier fighter tends to win on the judges' cards. Like, hey, this guy pushed the action. Even if he wasn't, like, really technically sound, he was the one forcing things to happen.
Okay.
That wins in boxing. I don't think action being busy equates to much in football. We make fun of the Cleveland Browns most years for being the offseason champions. Other teams that make a lot of moves don't reap the benefits. So it's fun for us.
Well,
that doesn't make it good.
Okay. Hold on here. Time out. Like, obviously, fans and even media love moving goalposts. So when the Steelers were winning and that way was working, it was, oh, look at these idiotic teams that spend like crazy in free agency and make all these trades. We never have to do that because we believe in the draft and we believe in giving those guys second contracts. And that's the way they did it in 1974. And that's the way the Steelers are going to do it today. And then as soon as that well ran dry,
was it the FM picks?
It was, let's do whatever the hell we can to try to win football games. And like, people, I will say that I do appreciate that they're not just, we're the Steelers, we've always done it one way, so even if it's not working right now, let's continue to do it that way. You know, we played that Wilbon clip from PTI with Aditi, and he was like, this seems irrational what the Steelers are doing. I don't recognize these Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason why no one recognizes these Steelers is because everyone is used to the Steelers winning games in January, and they're not anymore. So they're doing things to change. That's why Pomp, who's going to join us in a few minutes, that's why he gave them an A for their offseason. Because Omar,
for at least they're trying.
They're trying, yes.
Well, my problem is they are trying with like a personnel approach here. It's not what I would call a necessarily high success rate approach. A 41-year-old quarterback, when there's very little track record of 40-plus quarterbacks doing well, there's basically one guy. Moving some sort of pieces around on the chessboard, that's, I think, a slight net positive. Two good players for one guy who looks like he's on the downside suddenly. That looks good on paper. But my problem is they're not like so much changing their ways in terms of how they deploy those guys. They still feel like the same stale team in terms of philosophy once we actually roll the ball out there and play. So it's like a half measure right now.
I agree with that. Like, you do some boldish things even last year with Fields and Russell Wilson.
We're bringing these new guys in so we can put handcuffs on both of them.
You put handcuffs on Fields, and then when Russ tried to do his thing, you got pissed off and you took that privilege away from him.
Exactly.
Right.
That's my point. So like when it comes time to actually coach these new players on game day, you're in the same boat.
I was on the showdown with Bob a couple weeks ago, and I said that about this whole situation. Like, I forget how it even came up, but this idea that Aaron Rodgers was going to get along better with Mike Tomlin, and that Mike was going to give more to Aaron Rodgers than he did the other guys. And my rebuttal was, he took away from Ben at the end. Now, I understand that Rodgers historically is a better quarterback than Ben, but here's the Hall of Fame quarterback, the guy that won you a Super Bowl that you've worked with the entire time, and you said, no, you're not going to call your own plays. We're going to put the ball in Matt Canada's hands, so to speak, and you're just going to have to deal with it. Learn this new offense at the end of your career, whether you like it or not. And if Tomlin was willing to do that with Ben, I don't know that he's just going to say, all right, A-Rod, I brought you in here and I've basically kissed your hairy fanny to get you here. I think he's tricking him.
So you think it's Mike the, I'm trying to think of the right word, Mike the salesman versus Mike the coach? Here's my pitch to get you to come here.
I mean, not at a place like Bowser, but we all know these used car salesmen that act like that, that tell you, oh, this is the greatest car of all time. And then
I can see you in this Chrysler LeBaron.
I mean, why?
I think I actually disagree with you, though. I do think like Roger's very, because a lot of Mike's whole like process here has been bringing guys in based on what they've done in the past or his past evaluation. He loved Fields, would have taken him number one overall. Russ has been there, done that. I do think even Rodgers, even though he's never coached him before, he would look at fundamentally differently from Ben. I don't think Ben is an upper room Hall of Famer. I think Rodgers actually is, despite having one Super Bowl to two.
Okay.
I think when you have four MVPs, that actually puts you in the quarterback upper room. Because how many other guys have that many?
I would
Brady
agree.
Has that many?
I would agree with that.
So I do think, but I just think on a very simple level, Pony, I don't have some like layer
okay,
to this
fair
argument.
Enough,
he's going to be a little more, I guess, deferential he's going to be more permissive for Rodgers.
I mean, I think everyone's hoping that, but when it's not just doing that to Ben, it's
a pattern of behavior.
It absolutely
concede,
is.
But I think patterns can break sometimes, and maybe this is me like wish casting it out there because I want to see a team at least go out on their shields offensively. I do think he's going to let it happen a little more with Rodgers. Here's the other thing. You described Wilson and Ben. Even at the end, when Ben had obviously become a much more cerebral player and he didn't really want, he like stayed in the pocket a lot more, when he would get out and move around a little bit in the two-minute drill, he still had that improvisational flair, and I think that scares Mike. I think Rodgers genuinely wants to try to win from the pocket more than either Ben at the end even, or definitely Wilson last year, who seemed to still think he was like Seattle 26-year-old Russ. Like I think like it'll appeal to Mike more that I believe my opinion of this is that Rodgers wants to sort of win within structure, like within the confines. Hey, give me the offense. We're going to work on how this offense is going to look, and then I'm going to execute it to the highest level. I'm not going to hope the play breaks down and then do some crazy Superman stuff here. I think the crazy Superman stuff is what Mike can't stand anymore because it's unpredictable. It's a variable for him.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He might go along with the program when they're 0-0, but let's see what happens when adversity sets in.
Yeah, sure. No, no doubt. And I mean, I know what I just said also flies in the face of the other thing we know about Mike, that he like covets a guy who can't get off schedule as a young quarterback.
Even the first game, it's in New York. It's where he failed. There's going
to
be.
Rodgers is going to want to try to score 50 points in that game.
That's what I mean. You think he's going to sit well with him if the first two possessions it's handoff Jalen Warren, third and long punt, and then they try it again a second time, and it's the same thing, three and out. I mean, they're not exactly a team that lights up the scoreboard in the first quarter. In fact, they're the exact opposite.
The greatest stat I have ever seen pulled in this offseason is Warren Sharp saying that on the Steelers' opening drives last year, they scored zero touchdowns and their opponents scored one.
Yeah, I mean, they warmed to the game.
It's mind-bending. They gave up more points in terms of they gave up one more touchdown than they scored on their opening offensive drive. That's incredible.
Omar Khan's best move as Steelers GM is getting the Bears' second-round pick for Chase Claypool.
That is
correct. Not even close.
I think there's three. There's three obvious.
But that is
that's
the gold medalist.
That's the Michael Phelps. And then the other two are what we said, Deshaun Elliott and then Zach Frazier.
I think Frazier would go ahead of Elliott.
Sure, because he's a draft pick and he looks like he's going to be here even longer. Yeah, I mean, that's fine. But yeah, number one is the heist of Chase Claypool.
What is his worst move?
Oh, boy. I mean, there's some draft picks right now that don't look good.
Kenny
was a...
That was Colbert.
That was Colbert's guy.
Oh, yeah, what am I talking about?
Colbert draft.
Broderick?
Broderick looks bad right now, but to me, that's also on Mike more than anybody because he insisted on playing him out of position. And I'm just going to... Buddy, that ship will be so far under the surface of the ocean when I finally admit defeat there, if I ever have to. Like, you're not going to hear me. It's going to sound like go, boop, boop, boop.
Man, did you hear Bostic on that today? Holy cow.
I did. I would politely, maybe not so politely, disagree with Pat.
But it's hard to defeat his argument, which is they're moving a below average right tackle to left tackle.
Yeah, but
that is true.
I would defeat it by saying, yes, Pat, and he was drafted to play left tackle until the franchise stupidly got cold feet and catered to a journeyman mid-round pick that wasn't even good at the one position they thought he might be
able to
play. Who
did just break the bank in Tennessee, but I get your point.
Yeah, that's how I would defeat Pat's argument and say Broderick Jones is a victim of circumstance more than he's a victim of anything else. I don't think Broderick Jones has handled his business the way I would want him to, but like I've seen stretches from him at right tackle where he's looked like a positive difference maker, and I would like to believe that when he's put in the position he was supposed to be playing, that he played at Georgia, he's going to kick ass again. Worst move, though, man. Oof. Do we count any of like the wide receiver cast-off stuff they've tried to do?
Like Van Jefferson or something like that?
Do we count any of that?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're moves that happened under his purview, so of course we should.
Are those minor enough things that we can't even get that worked up about them?
Well, I would not put that ahead of Broderick Jones.
That's his first round pick.
I mean, regardless of how I agree, but I know you're not going to want to hear this, but Kenny's a victim of circumstance. He didn't play well.
I would say to a lesser degree than Jones for one reason. It was very hard to find people who didn't think Jones was a first-round player. They all thought he was a first-round talent. Kenny was a massive talent reach, like from where he should have been drafted to where they picked him. Even with the quarterback premium applied, he was probably picked a round and a half too early. If he gets picked early third or late second, no one bats an eyelash probably. They picked him 20th.
Yeah, but by that logic, is Kenny Pickett a worse pick than Jarvis Jones? Because everybody said Jarvis Jones was a first-round pick, and he really sucked.
No, as much as, you know, I'm a bad guy, Kenny's a better pick than Jarvis Jones.
I'm looking at all of their moves under him.
Nate Herbig didn't do a whole hell of a lot here, did he?
You know what?
But he was a guy signed. He was a guy they signed, and everyone was like, wow, this guy's going to be a real... Didn't somebody call him the smartest O-lineman they'd ever seen?
Baldinger loved him.
Yeah, Baldy was a big Nate Herbig fan.
What direction is Patrick Queen trending in?
The wrong one. That's actually my pick.
You hated that from day one, but it was another one of those situations where there was such a... like excitement from Steelers fans. I feel like Mulsey did a biting of the tongue that first day.
Here's what's thrown me off.
Why do you do that?
Because
now you could have taken
a
full victory lap on that, but instead the first day you're like, actually I'm starting to see some good things in the signing.
I don't really think I said that. I thought it was an overpay for a position that is being de-emphasized, right, in the NFL. Like there's only so many Fred Warners. And then I think my North Star was like, would Howie Roseman have done this? But then Howie Roseman found Zach Bond and gave him big money. Does the exact same thing, plays off-ball backer.
Yes, but at least he waited for the guy to have an all-pro season and for him to be a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year.
I was validated from moment one. My very first take was, I have a bad feeling about what Patrick Queen will look like without Roquan Smith.
Well, I don't know if you're validated yet. I mean, it's one year.
I'm on the way towards validation. But apparently I need to be delivering these in a much more barrel-fire manner so they're memorable.
Well, because I don't like when the day that it happens, you start to say good things about it, and then
but
when it doesn't work.
But I didn't on the day it happened. I was working solo that day.
No, that's not true, because I came in and worked the day because I was so excited to talk about it, even though I was scheduled to be off. It was one of those days.
I don't remember saying much of anything positive about it. I was down on the move when they made it, and I'm still down on it. I think it was a very desperate signing. But then again, you know what I could really say? Is that Omar's move, or is that Mike Tomlin, who has desperately sought out an inside backer since Shazier's career tragically ended, just forcing the hand there.
Donnie, how about you?
Larry Ogunjobi. 3-year deal in 2023.
Yeah, the 3-year deal ended up being a problem. And
great call.
I did like that move.
That's definitely worse than Patrick Queen right now, at least.
I did like that move. I like said, oh no, he'll be healthy. Trust me, the guy who's never been healthy, he'll figure it out. They'll lay hands on him.
That was really bad.
The Roman Wilson thing, he better be in the best shape of his life for using the 84th pick, given some of the wide receivers who went after him in that draft. Jalen McMillan went how many picks after Roman Wilson?
I don't know, man, though. I mean, you expect your third-round pick to be a good player?
Jalen McMillan caught 8 touchdowns last year.
Okay, great, Chris, but all I'm saying is that don't try to get us off the Broderick Jones scent here.
I'm not.
Roman Wilson can't be a worse pick than Broderick Jones if this is what Broderick Jones is.
Yes, if Broderick Jones is just what he has shown, then that is his worst move. And I, the man who danced around the station to the Rocky theme song.
That was when your Tuscan soup was also stolen. That was
That
was a week of highs and lows for you. That was the ecstasy of victory and the agony of defeat right there.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. I asked our boss, Spack, if we could dig the footage up on who stole my soup, and none has been forthcoming. That was not a high value case down at the local precinct.
Or maybe, do you think maybe that might mean he's guilty?
He would never. He wouldn't. Now, if it was chicken noodle soup I had made, now that's a different story.
Depends where it's from.
I was going to say, if I had brought in some takeout, he might have lifted that.
Oh, Donnie has more here.
He'd have been like a cat burglar.
Donnie has found more crappy Omar Khan moves. Give us another one.
So here's one that probably was, if we're going to put these into categories of like who was pulling the strings more. The move to bring Cam Sutton back last year.
That's a Mike Tomlin move. That was gross from the start.
I know, but here's another reason why I don't think you can just remove Omar Khan from that situation.
I have a feeling I know what you're going to say.
He's looking at it again through the lens of, here's a guy that was making a lot of money, and we know what he is, and we can get him for a lot cheaper.
That is exactly what I thought you'd say.
Yep. And boy, did he suck.
Oh, God, he looked like he aged in dog years.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.